interview with Mrs. Bella Paluzzi.
Yeah.
May 1985, interviewer, Frank Ruggiero. Mrs. Paluzzi? What was life like living near the edge of the quarry?
Here?
Yes.
Oh, good. We liked it. I was 10 years old when I came to North Branford.
10? That was 1914, you said?
1914 I came in. Yeah, my mother, you know, my mother's father. Of course, my father was a foreman on the truck ride.
Foreman?
So we had to go every place he went. We went all over.
Yeah?
All the country. I'm telling you, if I tell you all the country we've been.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Was it like a harder life thing, you know, like, or was it much different than like living in a car?
No, it was the same. No.
Really? Did you attend grade school here?
Yeah, I went to far as 8th grade.
8th grade?
Yeah, that's all I went. Then see, I had to help my mother home because she had all the small kids.
Oh.
So I helped her.
What was the education like? Was it like a one-room schoolhouse thing? Or?
Well, with the school, we had teachers from all out of this, Connecticut. We had from Vermont and every place. Well, the teachers were very good. They were good. Well, we went to school. We had to walk to school. We didn't have no bus.
Was it a long way?
Oh, yeah. It was 2 miles from my mother to North Branford. You know where the senior citizen have their... You know where the Shell gas station is down
in
North Branford? Well, the next building there, that's where I went to school. We had, it's about 2 miles. We had to walk.
Did your family ever get a car? Did your family ever get a car?
Did I have a car?
Yes. I mean, like, was it like one car for your family? You know, like,
yeah, my husband had his car, yeah. My mother didn't have any, but my father, when I got married, my husband had it.
Was it a big thing, you know, like...
No, it wasn't. It was, you know, there was Chevrolet to open.
Let's see. I learned that about the commissary.
The commissary?
Yes.
That used to be down on Route 22. There was a commissary. Men used to live there because they used to work for the Trap Rock. And they had like a boarding house.
It was certainly a company store too, wasn't it?
Huh?
A company store too.
Yeah.
People had to, there was like credit buying, wasn't there?
Because
of the off seasons?
Yeah.
You could just...
Then after the people lived there too, family lived there with their family too. When their husband worked there, and they got rooms there too. Then it got on fire.
A fire?
Yes. Somebody did something and the building went on fire. There was two. The man got killed. The man died. The lady was in the hospital and her daughter was in the hospital. Yeah. Yeah, there was a bunch, you know, they're all kind of people. You don't know who they are.
Did they rebuild it?
Huh?
Did they rebuild the place?
No. After it burned out, no.
No? Just decide, let it go.
Yeah, let it go, sure.
What was the effect of the depression on, you know, life at the quarry?
It was hard. You mean the depression time? It was hard. My husband only had 1 day a week working. I had 5 kids.
1 day a week?
That's 1 day a week. That's all we had, the depression time. Mm. And I had 5 children, myself and my husband were 7 altogether.
But was it like, were the effects major like they were in like most of the other cities? And like, was this town like, was it less affected than like a place like New Haven?
No, it wasn't. No, there wasn't hardly anybody here. You know, when we came to North Branford, 1914, this road here was this wide because there were farmers down here.
That's
see,
right.
And I wasn't living here then. I was living up by the Trap Rock, you know.
Yeah, by the quarry.
I was living in that house. After I got married, then they built the road. They made the road a little wider, but you couldn't go home with a horse and wagon then.
Really? It was that small?
Yeah, because there were farmers down here.
So they're the only ones who really used this road.
Yeah, well, they used to, what?
I mean, like...
No, we didn't see any cars go by, but the 1914.
I know who had a car.
Who had a car then? Yeah, horse and wagon. And this place here, there was another house over there, across the street. She knocked it down.
I remember the Mortys used to live there.
Yeah,
we used to be pretty good friends with them until they moved out.
Yeah, they moved out because she knocked it down. Because her husband didn't want to fix it, so she didn't want no headache, so she knocked it down. That was a nice house. I lived there. Let me see. When I got married, I lived there, maybe 2 years downstairs. Then we bought this place. It wasn't like this one. We bought it, and my husband had it in the fix.
Can you tell me, like, about your early childhood, like maybe some things you had to do, like, around the house?
Oh, I had to help my mother wash clothes and my mother cook. I had to help my mother because I was the oldest. My brother was older than me, but I was the oldest girl, and I had to help my mother.
Was there electricity when you?
Oh, no. Not that. Not 1914.
Not 1914. I mean,
1928. The electric came through here in 1928 when I lived here. 1928.
I thought didn't the quarry kind of make its own electricity?
No.
It's somewhere that they did.
No, they didn't. Not my mother, where my mother lived. No, there was no. We had lamps.
Lamps?
We had the trolley car. One come from Guilford and one come from New Haven. One got to North Branford. You know where the underpass is?
Yes.
Down North Branford, where the train goes over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's where the accident was. I was going to the store for my mother. I rode the bicycle. And when I got there, I hear all the people screaming. Two trolley cars went together and they killed a lot of people there.
Whoa.
I don't know what year that was. I can't remember.
Was it before the Depression? After the Depression?
No, it was after that. We used to go to New Haven on a trolley car for 14 cents. We used to pay.
14 cents?
14 cents to go. Yeah.
Was going to New Haven a really big thing?
Huh?
Was going to New Haven a really big thing? Like,
yeah, it was.
Like a really big trip?
It was.
It's like one of those things you pack
up. When we came here, we came from the city. We came from Danbury. Mm-hmm. And when we come here, we didn't know if my mother was going to stay here because it was all woods. And on the Route 80, it was a narrow road. And my mother said to my father, if I see somebody go by in the morning, I'll stay here. But if I don't, I'll go back where I came from. It was. It was terrible here when we came. It was all woods. Mm-hmm. There was nothing. The trap rock wasn't even built yet.
Yeah.
When we came.
And then when they started with Lake Illard, they didn't.
Huh?
You know, when the water company took over for Lake Illard and they decided to build that?
Yeah, they built that. I don't know what year they built that, but they built it after. There wasn't too many people here. Those trucks just shouldn't go here. They got to complain, but they still go.
Really?
They have to go the other way. This is residence. They shouldn't go here. But you can't. What are you going to do? Tell them not to.
Go outside.
Yeah, my son always gives a telephone call. He said, I can't help it. I tell them to go the other way. They go this way. What are you going to do?
Did that Lake Gillard thing have any effect on you? The water company? Was it any part of your land or anything?
Like water company?
Yeah, when they built Lake Gillard.
When they built that. Well, we were living here when they built that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were men working there, too.
They did. I heard that they just went around buying the property cheap from people?
Yeah, they had that time, not now.
What was the reaction of the people?
Huh?
Was there a violent reaction against it,
No, there wasn't too many. You know, I mean,
were they angered by it?
Huh?
What the water company was doing? Were they angered by it?
Well, they bought all... The water company bought all the farmers' place to build that. That where the water company is... That was all farms. They sold it to the water company to build the dam.
There were some roads up there, too, weren't there?
Yeah, there's a road. Not a big road, but it's a road.
But did the people who own that land, what happened with those people? You know, like, did the company just make good offers, or was there a problem?
Well, I don't know how they did it. They sold it, but I don't know. But they went to school with me, the fellow that owned the farm. Now they all went away. They went, some lived in Hamden, some lived someplace else. I don't know where they went, but I don't know where they went.
So it really didn't have too much of an effect on you personally? Didn't have too much of an effect on you personally?
No.
Hmm. Is there anything else that was a major thing in North Bradford that you could tell me about?
I haven't got... What else could I tell you? That's all I know. I can't tell.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really tough to remember back those days, huh? Talk about, this place wasn't too big.
No, it wasn't too big, no. When we came here, there was that house that she knocked down. That was that house there. And where my mother lived by the, you know where the Route 80 is, where they got the ashfall now? There used to be a house on top of there by the Trap Rock, you know, the big house, 7-room house. And then there was another, a barn was across the street. That's the only people that we knew at that time. After a while, they all came, you know, all the commissary came, mm-hmm. all the people came. Then, of course, they didn't live where we lived. They lived down the commissary. And those two houses that on Route 22, it wasn't built there. They built that after. There's a lot of things that wasn't there. All those houses on Route 22 never was there. Now they're there.
Now they're there. What about like World War One, World War Two? Did your husband or
yeah, my husband was in World War One. My husband died gonna be 4 years. Yeah, 4 years in July. Yeah, he was in World War One. My husband was.
Did that I don't know how to put it. What was it like? Were you really worried about what might happen to him out there?
Well, I wasn't married to him then.
Really?
No.
That's right.
I married him when he came back.
That's right. What am I thinking?
Then my son was in the service. He was in the career in Japan. He was there. Of course, he went in 1951 when he went in.
1951. That's a little bit later.
Yeah.
So this place wasn't, this town wasn't really a booming place back then.
No. I don't know how many people we were here. I know they used to come and get the censors, you know, every year. I don't think we're in 10,000 people or something like that. I don't know how much it was because I didn't keep track of it.
Just, you know, the people that were around. Because there must be a little long distances between the people.
They were friendly, the people were those days, but not today. They're not.
Were you one of those that, like, left the doors unlocked?
And things I had my door always unlocked. I don't even leave it unlocked now, but I did then. Nobody bother you. There was nobody around to bother you, you know? But today you can't.
Yeah, there's too many people that are greedy now.
Yeah, I know. Built the tracks go down to Pine Orchard. The train?
The train tracks, yes.
Yeah, they go to Pine Orchard. Yeah, they go. My father used to work on that, too. My father was a fireman on it. They used to have the old engine, you know. Now they got all by electric. What?
Yeah, it's you're probably not even manned anymore.
No, you don't.
So you're 80 years old?
Yes!
80, I'm surprised. I am, really.
You are?
Yeah.
I was 80 in December. December 21st, 1904, I was born.
Because my grandmother's like 76, and you look a lot better than she does.
Well, I look, even with my sisters, are younger than me, but they look older than me, and they're younger than me. See, I'm the oldest daughter. My brother was the oldest.
Did you take care of the family? Like, were you really mostly in charge of the family? Like,
yes.
The kids?
Yes. My kids.
I mean, when you were a young
girl. Oh, yeah, I had to take care of my brother, my sisters, a whole bunch of them. My mother had 12.
12?
Yeah.
It was like follows from a family of 10.
That was a big family.
Family 12.
Yeah.
And how many children did you have?
I have five. I got four girls and one boy. I got four married. I got a daughter. She's a nurse. She's not married. Mm-hmm. I have one daughter lives here, down on Glen Road, here down in our Cranford. She just lost her husband April 2nd. He died of cancer in the hospital on Branford. And he was 61 years old. And then I have a daughter that lives in North Haven. One lives in New Haven. And the nurse, she lives in New Haven, too. And she got her own apartment. You know, when they get that age, they don't want to live with their mother. They live there. I live all alone here, you know. I don't tell everybody. I just told you. Somebody asked me, no, I got somebody here.
But a family of 12? How big was the house you lived in? Was it?
Oh, the big house. 7-room house my mother had.
Yeah? Now, your father worked at the quarry, right?
Yeah.
Was it hard for him to support that large of a family?
Well, those days the stuff was cheaper, you know what I mean? It ain't like today.
Plus with the commissary and all, he could probably just...
We never went down to commissary. We wouldn't go there. No, we went in stores and get our stuff. We wouldn't go down there. But that's for the men that would live there.
You all lived on the quarry grounds?
Yeah.
Because you lived at the edge of the building. You lived near the edge of the quarry?
Who, my mother?
Yes, your family.
Yeah, we lived right at... You see where the ash fall is? here on Route 80? Well, the house, where the asphalt is, that used to be my mother's house, a big, big house. Then after they knocked that house down, my mother had to get out of there. When they built that, when they built the Trap Rock, you had to get out.
So they just kind of booted you off the land? Did they pay you for the land?
It wasn't my mother's house. It was New Haven Trap Rock's house.
Oh, it was their house.
It was their house.
Oh, so they just said...
We couldn't do anything, no. We had to get out, that's all. So, after that, after I got married, well, of course, when I got married in 1924. And then after, I lived in Foxen for a while, then I lived across the street. Then we bought this place. That's how we're here.
That's how you're here.
Where do you live?
Right up on Rivaldi Drive.
Which house?
The third one up on the right, the gold house.
On the right?
Mm-hmm.
You know Veronica Lindino?
Yes,
yeah?
I do.
Yeah, she's a friend of mine.
She lives right next door to me.
Oh, she's next door to you?
Right.
Oh.
I used to do her lawns and things.
Oh, I see. Some
things around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been pretty quiet lately.
Yeah, she is. She's a nice person, too.
Yeah. Well, that's about all I can ask you.
Okay.